This is Alive with Joseph.
In the morning, I started talking about tithing because I believe when we walk in knowledge, we become better people. When we do things out of understanding, we're able to receive maximally from what we do. Glory be to Jesus. I want to cover so much ground this morning, so I won't go back to the first portion that I started with. I want to encourage you to go and make sure that you get the teaching from the first service. Because in the first service, I dealt with foundation. And this, from now on, I will just continue from there. But I want you to get a full picture of what God is talking about. Amen. Glory to God. So I want to start this morning on from where I stopped, as I said. And I want to share some of the blessings of the tithe. I want to look at some of the blessings of the tithe. Maybe we must start by reading the book of Malachi, chapter 3. Let's go there. So I'll start from verse 8. It says, "Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed God? Robbed thee? In tithes and in offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it." Verse 11, "And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, and the Lord, saith the Lord of hosts." Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And I started in the first service, maybe just to share a bit of testimony. I remember some years ago when we were still in Palabora, the church was still very young, and everything was negative. Everything was tough. I was in so much debt. Many of you know my story on how I was in debt when I got married. I tried to tell Pastor that I'm in debt, but he was not understanding what I was talking about until we got married. He's like, so when you meant you're in debt, this is what you meant. Because I was under administration, they would literally get everything from the employer, and whatever would be remaining would just be 100 rand. And it was bad. My in-laws would say it was bad. It was very bad. Hallelujah. And so I remember one day, you know, I used to work at FNB, and during lunch hour, we would go upstairs. We'll go to the roof of the building and just, you know, have lunch there or whatever we needed to do. And I remember that day I was just alone and I was standing there and I felt so overwhelmed by debt. I was so overwhelmed by my situation. I was thinking, how did I get here? God, how do I get out? Is this what life is about? You know, what is my story, man? God, everything in me knew that there was more to me than this. But how do I get myself out? And the Holy Spirit, in his love and his mercy, he said, "You are right. There's more to you than this. But you have not given me a platform to help you. You have not given me a platform to take you to where I've predestined for you." And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "As much as you teach about tithing, you're not a tither." Yo, that was the first blow. And I said, "God, yes, it's true. I repent. I was teaching about tithing, but I was not a tither." You know, pastors, if you don't put yourself right before God. And I remember he said to me, I said to God, "But you know me. You know my situation. At the end of everything, I'm left with 100 rand. So I already don't have the tithe. How will I tithe when I don't have the tithe of what I'm working for?" He said, "Start where you are. And as you start, I will help you." So my tithe was 10 rand. My first tithe was 10 rand. And God began to bring a change in my life and my situation. And this is an equation that he showed me supernaturally. I had a vision, and a vision he showed me that right now you are in a minus. But as you trust me, I will move you from a minus to a zero. as you continue with me in this journey, I'll move you from a zero to a plus. And as you continue with me, I will move you from a plus to a multiplication, to a place of multiplication. And I've seen him honor that in my life. And that's my own testimony. Pastor's testimony, on the other hand, you know, and I wish if there's anybody in this house who is not South African, I want you to hear what I'm saying now. You cannot afford to be in a foreign land without a covenant with God. Because no matter who is laughing at you, anything can flip at any second. Pastor will say to me, I don't joke with my tithe because I am conscious. Number one, I fear God. It's a command. But number two, I am conscious of where I am. He said, if there's nobody to fight for me, I need God to be able to fight for me. That is the power of your tithe. So if you are not South African and you are listening to me, there are things you must not joke with. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you don't have to be non-South African to honor God. It's a principle that works for everybody. Hallelujah. Just in that space that you feel so comfortable, that everything is working for you, things can flip overnight. Hallelujah. You need to be sure that you have the backing of the Almighty. Therefore, what are the benefits of tithing? Number one, the name of the Lord will be great in your household as you begin to honor God with your tithe. Malachi chapter 1 verse 11. Malachi chapter 1 verse 11. Put it up for me. It says, For from the rising of the sun, even to its going down, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. In every place, incense shall be offered to my name and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. So one of the things that happens when you honor God with your tithe is that the name of the Lord becomes great in your household. Not only does the name of the Lord become great in your household, but God begins to make your name great as well. That is the same thing he said to Abraham. He said, I will make your name great. I declare over every tither in the house. I declare that even as you have made a decision to honor God with your life, your name shall become great in the name of Jesus. God will make his name awesome in your life in the name of Jesus. I decree you will not be put to shame in the name of Jesus. Say, I will not be put to shame. Say, I will not be put to shame. Hallelujah. What is the second benefit? The second benefit is that God will seal the covenant of peace with anyone that honors the tithe. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Malachi chapter 2 verse 5. Malachi chapter 2 verse 5. It says, my covenant was with him. One of life and peace. And I gave them to him that he might fear me. So he feared me and was reverent before my name. Hallelujah. So when you honor God with your tithe, God begins to ensure that the covenant of peace is with you in your household. There are people who generally don't have peace in their hearts. Hallelujah. There are homes where they don't have peace. Even if you're the only one who has peace, if you are in a house that there is no peace, it is difficult for you to enjoy life in that place. But I declare that even as you honor God with your tithe, God begins to establish his peace in your life. He establishes his peace in your household. He establishes his peace in your company in the name of Jesus. I decree that peace will be your habitation in the name of Jesus. The peace of the Lord will guide you in the name of Jesus. The peace of the Lord will surround you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. What is the third benefit? Number three, God will rise against anything that is against you. Glory to God. When you honor God with your tithe, Malachi chapter 3 verse 5, it says, and I will come near you for judgment. I will be a swift witness against sorcerers, against adulterers, against prejudice, against those who exploit wage earners and widows and orphans, and against those who turn away an alien, because they do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Therefore, anyone that rises against you, because you have chosen the path of obedience, their arrow will turn back to them in the name of Jesus. Whatever they've plotted against you, in the name that is above every name, it will not work in the name of Jesus. It will not work in the name of Jesus. He says, I will come near you for judgment. I will be swift against sorcerers. Hallelujah. It means when it comes to you, he will make sure that judgment is executed swiftly in the name of Jesus. I shared in the first service on how when I first came to Polokwane, the first week that I arrived, I had left my husband with my baby, with Zoe. Zoe was still a baby. I think she was still a few months old. And we didn't have a nanny, so he had to play nanny. Every weekend, I needed to go home to go and see them. And at work, they had just given me a laptop and a phone. And on my way to go and hike, these two boys came from behind me and they passed me. The next thing, they turned towards me and they came towards me charging with knives. And they demanded for the phone, they demanded for the laptop, they took my shoes, they took my wedding band, they took everything. And I remember how I begged them for mercy. I said, look, I'm going to see my child. I just delivered. My baby is still small. I need to go home. I'm just on my way home. And you know, obviously they would be merciless. They were merciless. They took everything and they left. The police came about 2 hours later. When they came, three vans came at the same time. But while I was still waiting, I remember telling God, I said, God, it cannot happen to me. I am a tither. I am a tithe. I began to evoke the covenant before God. I reminded him of what he says in his word. I said, Father, you must execute judgment on my behalf. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not long after that, another van called and said, no, we found them. And they came back with them for me to identify them. They had found everything as it was. They found my wedding band. There was money in my wallet in the bag. They found the money inside. They found everything was recovered. Hallelujah. And as I was identifying the boys, I remember them saying to me, sister. And I told them, I begged you for mercy. You made me beg for mercy from a human being. When I only ask mercy from the King of Kings. I said, because you have done this, you will look for mercy all your life. You will not find it until you give your life to Jesus Christ. If you don't give your life to Jesus, you will not find mercy. You know, they laughed at me like a fool. When it was time, the day when we were in court and the judge had to give judgment for their case, they judged them for 6 years, 3 or 6 years, but it was a longer sentence, unnecessarily. Everyone was asking, is this not just a petty crime? Why is he being like this? And I remember looking at them. I told them, I told you, if you don't ask God for mercy, if you don't give your life to Jesus as Lord and Savior, your whole life you'll find yourself in circumstances like this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I declare over someone once again in the name of Jesus, whatever is rising and contending with you, I evoke the covenant that you are operating. Let it speak for you. Let it fight for you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when we tithe, number four, it brings victory over injustice. It brings victory over injustice. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 5, it says, against those who exploit wage earners and widows and orphans. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know what it is that has exploited you, but today you will receive your wages in the name of Jesus. On the place of his running, Jacob got to a place where he encountered the God of his father. And he said, God, if you take care of me in this journey, I will make sure that I honor you with my tithe. Hallelujah. He was going on a journey he had never gone before. He was going on a journey where he did not know what he was going to encounter. And when he got there, he was employed by a wicked man who exploited him for 21 years. Hallelujah. Here is a young man who is trying to find life. He doesn't know his left from his right. And the father-in-law begins to exploit him. He's a young man with two wives. He's got children a number of children. He's supposed to take care of them. But the father-in-law is refusing him to pay him what he rightfully deserves. But the God who honors covenant rose up and fought for him. In overnight, God transferred the wealth of the father into the hands of Jacob. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I declare that wherever you have been exploited, in the name of Jesus, whatever has contended with your wages, with what you rightfully deserve, in the name that is above every other name, today let there be judgment in the name of Jesus. Let there be judgment in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God will take over your battle in the name of Jesus. Number five, it will reveal to you God's unchanging character of provision, healing, lifting, and deliverance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hebrews chapter 13 from verse 8, it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. He is the Lord, he changeth not. The same way that he honored his covenant in the lives of those who walked with him by covenant, he will honor himself in your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I decree that provision will not lack in your life in the name of Jesus. Provision will not lack in your household in the name of Jesus. Healing will not cease in your house in the name of Jesus. Power will not cease in your life in the name of Jesus. Deliverance will not cease in your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Number six, it releases the power of his presence into the lives of his people. Hallelujah. Listen, you need the presence of God. It was Moses who told God, if your presence does not go with me, I refuse to go. If your presence does not go with me, I refuse to go. Hallelujah. In the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 7, the Bible says, yet from the days of your fathers, you have gone away from my ordinances. You have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you said, in what way shall we return? Hallelujah. Oh, you will return to the Lord in the name of Jesus. He says, as you return to me, I will return to you. Glory be to Jesus. What he's saying is that as you see the significance of my presence in your life, and so shall it be in the name of Jesus. I decree that the presence of the Lord will garage you in the name of Jesus. Everywhere you are, whether you fly, you will arrive. In the name of Jesus. You drive, you will arrive. In the name of Jesus. No accident shall come near your household. In the name of Jesus. What others achieve by flesh, you will achieve by the presence and the power of the Almighty. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Number seven, what does it guarantee? It guarantees us the inflow of divine ideas. Hallelujah. It guarantees the inflow of divine ideas. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. It says, bring all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Listen, hear me and hear me well. The generation that will rule our world right now is the generation that understands the power of ideas. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know that we are a people that are looking for jobs, but there is a generation that is positioning themselves for innovation and creativity, and that is the generation that will rule our day. Hallelujah. He says, I will open you the window of heaven. There are three reasons for a window. Number one, a window brings illumination. Number two, a window brings access. Number three, a window brings ventilation. Hallelujah. What are we talking about when we talk about illumination? We are talking about light. Oh, say, let there be light. Say, let there be light. Say, let there be light. Hallelujah. When the light of God breaks through your mind and breaks the limitation of your mind, where you begin to receive ideas from heaven and common ideas from God. Glory be to Jesus. Billionaire ideas in the name of Jesus. Oh, that will be your portion in the name of Jesus. I declare that God will bring you one idea that will change your story forever in the name of Jesus. God will give you one idea that will change your life forever in the name of Jesus. It is coming into your spirit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That is why you must learn to tarry before your Father. Tarry before the Lord. Let him hover over you. Let him brood over you. Hallelujah. Even as you dwell in his presence, as you worship him, trust him to touch your mind. Open up your mind. Drop ideas in your spirit. Glory to God. And as he drops idea in your spirit, don't be like that person that the Bible speaks about in the book of Proverbs, that he catches, goes to hunt and hunt, and does not come and roast it. Hallelujah. Because many of you, it's not like God has not been giving you ideas. You have been receiving ideas, but you look down on them. God has been giving you ideas, but you don't roast. We waste the ideas that God gives to us. You will not waste the ideas that God gives to you in the name of Jesus. No matter how foolish it looks, if God has given it to you, work on it. Tell your neighbor, work on it. Tell your neighbor, work on it. Hallelujah. Listen, everything is ruled by ideas. The phone in your hand was someone's idea. Hallelujah. A ringtone was someone's idea. Actually, the ringtone was founded by a young boy called Alexander Amusi. Alexander Amusi didn't really like receiving his brother's calls, to the point that he decided that let me find a way that I can make my brother's call be different from all the other calls, so that I will know that it is my brother calling. In that moment of foolishness, he began to engage his mind on how can I find a way, create a different ring that will make my brother's call different. And when he engaged his mind, eventually he broke through, hallelujah, and designed different ringtones. And he sold it for billions. And overnight, he became a billionaire. Hallelujah. God will give you such a mindset in the name of Jesus. Another boy, used to miss his train in New York. You know, they say every time he was supposed to get a train to school, he will miss his train. He will miss his train. He eventually thought, let me create an app that can show me the different trains and their routes and what time they arrive where. Hallelujah. As he engaged his mind, they bought the idea from him and changed his life forever. Hallelujah. No matter how old you are, if you dwell enough in the presence of the Almighty, he knows how to breathe and brood upon you. He is breathing upon you some today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We speak about the great Abraham, on how he became a financial mogul. And we ask ourselves why. The Bible teaches us that in his day, there was a famine in the land, and the animals were dying. And God opened up the mind of Abraham. God showed him that if you dig the ground deeper, eventually you will reach water. The Bible says he started digging. He started digging and digging and digging and digging until he found water. Therefore, everybody was forced to bring their animals to his well to drink. And he would charge them, and that's how he became his first, he started making money. Hallelujah. That is why when his son Isaac found himself in a situation, he knew that in this family we dig wells. This was a generational business that continued. Hallelujah. Oh, you will dig wells in the name of Jesus. You will receive ideas from God in the name of Jesus. Generational ideas in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Look at the founder of Facebook. Was that not a window? A young boy who just started something jokingly. Mark Zuckerberg was just playing. He wanted to be able to communicate with his friends. The next thing, he passed it to his other friend. Then another friend and another friend. And the web just kept growing. It still continues to grow today. Today, as we speak, I checked yesterday. They said he is worth over 240.1 billion at the age of 41. My question is, how old are you? What is your net worth? Hallelujah. Glory to God. God can breed on you and change your story in the name of Jesus. He will change your story in the name of Jesus. Every young person in this house, I declare that God gives you ideas in the name of Jesus. He says in the book of the First John, he says, I speak to you young people because you are young. He says, I speak to you because you are strong. I declare you are not just young, but you are strong in the name of Jesus. Your mind is strong for innovation in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Windows of heaven In the original Hebrew, it is not written window, it is written floodgates. Hallelujah. What are floodgates? You know, there are gates that they will build around, you know, a river so that the water will not gush into the land to make sure that the people in the land are protected. Hallelujah. But there are times when you find that the water is so much that it breaks the gates and the water gets into the land. Ah, and he says, I will open up the floodgates of heaven. Hallelujah. God will cause his blessing to flood into your life in the name of Jesus. Floodgates of joy in the name of Jesus. Floodgates of peace in the name of Jesus. Floodgates of the riches of Christ in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When you continue, he says, there will be an outpouring of blessings. That was what tithing does. He says, see, if I will not pour out a blessing. Hey, I want you to open up your hands right now. Open up your hands and just receive an outpouring of the blessing of the Lord over your hands. Receive an outpouring of the blessing of the Lord over your family. In the name of Jesus, I declare the blessing of the Lord rests upon your hands right now. The blessing of the Lord rests upon the works of your hands in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It will be an outpouring of his favor, an outpouring of his glory, an outpouring of uncommon testimonies in the name of Jesus. God will pour upon this church up uncommon open doors in the name of Jesus. I declare that the Lord will take you further than you have imagined in the name of Jesus. God will take you to your world in the name of Jesus. The world will know your product. The world will know your services in the name of Jesus. You will add value to your world in the name of Jesus. He says, I will pour, I will pour, I will pour. Hallelujah. I will pour. I will not just give you, you know, just a drop and a drop and a drop and a drop. Because that is where some of you are. But he says, I will pour. Ah, I evoke the blessing of the Lord over your life. From this moment, begin to experience what an outpouring looks like in the name of Jesus. Begin to experience what an outpouring of the blessing looks like in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Number nine, it makes everything you do to come to maturity. Hallelujah. In the book of Malachi chapter 3 verse 11, he says, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for your field in the field. Hallelujah. Where the ideas that you have comes to fruition. There are times when we start things but we'll never see them established. We never see them coming to fruition. Hey, God says, I will change that story. In the name of Jesus, I will establish you. I will establish the works of your hands in the name of Jesus. He will cause the things that you do come to maturity. Hey, it is time for fruition in the name of Jesus. Everything you have been carrying around you, it comes to fruition in the name of Jesus. Those ideas, some of you have been carrying one idea for 5 years. 5 years. I decree today that everything you require to bring that idea to pass is released to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You have been waiting for 5 years just for one answer. 5 years you have been waiting for one answer. Today, under this anointing and covering, I declare it is released to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Say, it's coming to pass. It's coming to pass. Hallelujah. Your prayers are coming to fruition. Hallelujah. Answers to prayers you have prayed long ago and you have even forgotten about. They are coming to your door. Testimonies are coming to your door. Glory is coming to your door. In the name of Jesus. Number 10, it releases global favor and global open doors. Mm-hmm. The Bible says in the book of Malachi chapter 3 verse 12. Malachi 3:12. It says, and all nations will call you blessed. You will be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Those of you who have businesses, I want you to lift up your hand to God. Say, I receive global impact. I receive the blessing of global impact in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You are moving from local to global. Are you hearing me? That is why you must start seeing yourself like that. If you don't see yourself like that, you will keep producing local products. You will keep producing things that are only good enough for the church. But if all you depend on is our pity, you can never be a global voice. You can never make global impact. God is calling you to an excellent standard that the world will be able to consume what you're producing. Hallelujah. Say, I'm breaking levels. Hallelujah. I speak global connections in the name of Jesus. Europe will see you in the name of Jesus. Asia will patronize you in the name of Jesus. Africa will work with you in the name of Jesus. The Middle East will bless you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are bigger than where you are. You are bigger than this. You are bigger than that company you're working for. The reason why you're lazing around in the office is because you have not seen your potential. It is not man that promotes, it is God. Hallelujah. You will go places in the name of Jesus. Verse number 11, it triggers divine remembrance. In the book of Malachi chapter 3 verse 16, it says, those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name. Hallelujah. As a tither, God remembers you today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. When we say the Lord remembers you, we're not saying he forgot you. We are saying according to your timeline, the timeline of your life. There are things that are supposed to happen at a certain time, at a certain place. When the book of remembrance is opened for you, God ensures that you are at the right time for you to step into what was designed for that time. The Bible says he causes fatness to fall on our path. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. According to the timetable of God, for some of you right now, there are seats you're supposed to be sitting on. There are boardrooms you're already supposed to be sitting on. And you are far from it. Ah, but by the mercy of God, today you are pulled to your right place in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The book of remembrance is open for you in the name of Jesus. Divine remembrance is not human remembrance. Glory be to Jesus. The same way God remembered Sarah, he will remember you. The same way that he remembered Rachel, he will remember you. The same way he remembered Noah, he will remember you. I decree you will be remembered. I decree you will be remembered. I decree you will be remembered in the name of Jesus. You will know I sat in that service. I'm telling you the truth. You will know that there is a God who honors his word. Hallelujah. What happens when you honor God? He makes you his treasure. Hallelujah. Malachi chapter 3 verse 17. He says, they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. Hallelujah. You become God's treasure. You become God's treasure. Hallelujah. By divine positioning, as you position yourself correctly, you become a treasure to God. Hallelujah. I declare and I decree that from today, God will build a wall of fire around you. You will be the jewel of God in the name of Jesus. In South Africa, those who do not know you, they will know you in the name of Jesus. Those who do not hear you, they will begin to hear you in the name of Jesus. Those who have not seen you, they will begin to see you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. A man of God said to us one day, and he said, in life there are two types of people, Pastor. He said, there are people you need and there are people that need you. Hallelujah. I decree you will meet people who need you, and you will also meet people that need you. In the name of Jesus. Some of you, you're always, you know, you're needing people. But God is changing your status, adding so much value that people will come from far and near to look for you. In the name of Jesus. Because you carry the solutions of heaven. You carry the answers of your generation. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, they will hear me. They will see me. In the name of Jesus. Malachi chapter 3 verse 18, the Amplified Translation. I want you to understand number 13. It brings a distinguishing upon a tither. A tither is distinguished. The Bible says, according to Malachi chapter 3 verse 18, it says, then you will again distinguish between the righteous and the wicked, between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve him. Hallelujah. God makes sure that there is a distinction on your life. Have you ever heard people saying, there's something about you, but I don't know what it is? That is the distinction of God over your life. You need it. You need it. To the point that 1,000 people apply for the same contract, but something stands out about yours. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say, the Lord distinguishes me. When we speak of God's distinction, we are speaking about the mark of the Lord over your life. It is a mark of favor. It is a mark of testimonies. It is a mark of glory and a mark of blessing. Hallelujah. That will be your portion in the name of Jesus. Number 14, the righteous, the son of righteousness, rises with healing on his wings for you. Listen, there are people that God cannot afford to be sick. Do you know that? That is why even in the book of Exodus, he says, if you serve me, he says, I will take sickness from among you. Because you're too much of value for him. Glory to God. In the book of Malachi chapter 4 verse 2, it says, but to you who fear my name, the son of righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. And you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. Hallelujah. He gives divine health. He gives divine health. I command to health to flow over you in the name of Jesus. Be healed from this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. God will turn your back. You know, God will cause you to set back, give you a setback where you have missed it in the name of Jesus. He will turn your setback into a comeback. That's what it does. Malachi chapter 4 verse 3. You shall trample the wicked, for there shall be ashes under the sole of your feet on the day that I do this, says the Lord of hosts. Some of you have experienced some serious setbacks. You had gone so far, you had achieved so much, and something small happened, and it has given you a serious setback in life. But today we evoke the covenant to speak for you in the name of Jesus. We demand for a comeback every area where you have experienced a setback in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Number 16, it brings order to your home. Order to your home. The Bible says in the book of Malachi chapter 4 verse 6, it says, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. Hallelujah. I declare order in your marriage in the name of Jesus. Order in your family in the name of Jesus. Order in your children in the name of Jesus. Your family will do well. Your children will do well. The blessing of the Lord will rest upon your household. Every curse that has been pronounced over your household today, by the covenant of the blood, it is nullified in the name of Jesus. The floodgates of heaven will open for you in the name of Jesus. I release uncommon blessings over your life in the name of Jesus. Things that have been tough becomes easy in the name of Jesus. I declare from this morning you will receive the call you have been waiting for. You will be called for that job. You will be called for that position. You will be called for that testimony. In the name of Jesus. Number 18, it brings you to the no room enough level. The level where there's no room enough. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. It says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Try me now in this, says the Lord. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, when God showed me the revelation of no room enough, I wear size 9 shoes and I struggled to get shoes. Actually, when we were about to get married, I couldn't get a wedding shoe because of size 9. We had to go into seasons of prayer just for me to get a shoe. And the day before the wedding, I was passing by Fashion World. You know, at FNB in Zanin, on the corner there was Fashion World. And I saw, this shoe, it looks like something I can use for wedding. I checked, do you have size 9? They said, it's the only 9 we have. Because God supernaturally provided it. But where I'm going is this. I've struggled to get shoes all my life. One day God proved to me that he's a God who is able to do more than enough. We were sitting and somebody called and said, Pastor, are you at home? I'm like, yeah. She came with 32 pairs of shoes. 32 pairs of size 9 shoes. Where do I put them? I didn't even have space to put them. That is the no room enough kind of blessings. Where do you get 32 pairs of shoes? Hallelujah. That will be your portion in the name of Jesus. A no room enough kind of blessing. You know why you have not thought of getting a bigger house? Because there's still room. Mm-hmm. You have not been stretching that business beyond because there's still room. When the blessing of no room enough, it forces you to stretch. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. It's coming upon your life in the name of Jesus. Receive it today in the name of Jesus. I call on your life favor from the north, favor from the south, favor from the east, favor from the west in the name of Jesus. It will locate you for the supernatural in the name of Jesus. It locates you for the unusual in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough is coming upon you today in the name of Jesus. I declare that from today, the oil of lack is removed from your life in the name of Jesus. The oil of abundance comes upon you in the name of Jesus. Something you've been waiting for is released into your life this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, there are those cars that the mirror says the object coming is much nearer than it appears. That's someone's testimony. That's someone's word today. I'm telling you the truth. It's much nearer than it appears. Someone's wedding is much nearer than it appears. Someone's car is much nearer than it appears. Hallelujah. You know, we used to go to Dan Village to go and preach, and we would drive. Me and Amu would go with that jalopy that she used to have. And she used to say, Pastor, are you not ashamed that they'll be looking at our car like this? I said, are we not going to preach the gospel? Will we not arrive? We'll arrive. Everywhere we'll go to preach, we'll go with that jalopy. And everywhere she'll say, God, are you allowing me to carry a servant of God with this car? And one day, Pastor was leading prayers and he was declaring brand new things. I said, did you take your car? She said, yes, I took it. I don't know if you took it at that moment or when I conscientized you. When he said, we are in the week of the brand new. And God did it. So when we went to preach now, because God blessed her with a brand new car. When we went to preach now, one lady was bold enough to say, hey, I believe this gospel you're preaching now. I was like, what do you mean? She said, you used to come with that one jalopy. Now God has upgraded you. Hey, that will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. That brand new house, God will release it to you in the name of Jesus. That brand new business, it is nearer than you think. In the name of Jesus. Can we stand on our feet? Glory to God. Are you blessed this morning? Have you released, have you received what is yours? In the name of Jesus. I want you to thank God for his word. God is not a man that he will lie. No, his word is true. It doesn't matter what the world says about tithing. Hallelujah. The Bible says to them it's parables, but to us it is the power of God. Glory to God. I want you to lift up your hands and just begin to thank God for his word. Tell God, Father, I thank you because your word is true. If you're not a tither yet, I want you to thank God for speaking to you because God is bringing you to a place of a change of story. If you have backslided in the area of tithing, thank God that today God is speaking to you. I know in your heart of hearts, you've always known what God wants. You have had one reason or another not to do it. But you hear the voice of God, not the voice of man. In the first service, I emphasized and showed through scriptures how tithe is a heart issue. It's a heart issue. He says, honor me with your substance. And part of what I showed is that when you give your tithe, the money goes into the house where you've tithe. But it is the attitude behind the money that rises to heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to pray and say, Father, do a work in my heart. There are things that only God can do. The heart issue, the heart work. God can only work to the degree that you allow him to work. I want you to ask that God will do a work in you, in your heart, in the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you were blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.